Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, February 7th, 2024, 9.07 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Oh, doing good. It's wet out there.
Yeah, there's an atmospheric river that ran through here, huh?
Yeah, the river runs through it. Had 3/4 of an inch of rain, or total precipitation in Monticello yesterday, 0.74 inches, a half inch of snow. Boy, that's soft. A lot of water. The roads are soft, and be careful out there. They'll be slick, too, and particularly in the upper altitudes. But big storm, nice storm.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we're looking pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you know, with that, we've got a traffic alert. This is quite a bit south, probably out of our listening area, but Interstate 40 was shut down this morning near Exit 16 west of Gallup, New Mexico, to the New Mexico-Arizona line. So I-40, obviously, one of the main interstates that on the southern edge of our district was closed, and so could expect traffic throughout the area, but winter weather conditions may impact your travels, so be cautious, take your time, and be safe out there.
If you're on I-40 and you're listening to this, you ought to check your map, because I don't think we quite get to I-40, but it certainly impacts travel.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going north or south, either I-40 or I-70, if you're headed east or west, you're going to go over some mountainous terrain. You got to be careful.
Yeah. Looking at some other traffic news, this is from last night, but Highway 191 in Grand County was closed at mile marker 120 in both directions due to an accident. That closure lasted around 4 hours. It started about 8 o'clock and went into midnight as they cleared that up. They were able to reroute traffic along Sunny Acres and Spanish Valley.
But so that's in Spanish Valley in San Juan County,
mm-hmm.
just south of Moab.
North wow. or south, yeah.
South of Moab, yeah. yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so that was quite a closure last night. I don't know much about the accident itself other than it closed traffic for quite some time last evening. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including a report from a contributing writer to the San Juan Record, Sally Jack, writing the report on the Utah Food Bank opening its new Southeast Utah Distribution Center and Food Pantry in Blanding. The 18,000-square-foot facility had construction start more than a year ago under Trihurst Construction of Blanding, with subcontractors including Northern Electric and Red Mechanical contributing to the structure. Ribbon cutting for the new facility is taking place this morning from 10:30 to 11 a.m. I'll have some remarks and a ribbon cutting, and then open house and tours from 11 a.m. to noon this morning. Although the ribbon cutting and open house on the 7th will be by private invitation only, Southeast Distribution Center Director R.T. Nelson reported that individuals who are interested in taking a tour of the facility are welcome to call for an appointment or drop by during business hours for a personal tour. The food pantry will open doors for business tomorrow. The completed distribution center includes an 1,800-foot pantry where qualified persons may pick up food for their families, much like a grocery store. When patrons arrive, they'll given a chart which shows eligibility requirements based on family size and income. Patrons will self-declare if they qualify for the services, and those who qualify will be given a card which indicates a certain amount of times per month they may visit the food pantry, typically twice a month, and also the amount of grocery products they may choose, also based on family size and income. The food pantry is open to all individuals who come, but most likely will serve mainly those that are from San Juan County. San Juan County residents face significantly higher rates of hunger compared to the state average, where 20% of the children in the county are uncertain about their next meal, which is double the statewide average. Because of the need in the county, funding through the state of Utah was secured for the new facilities, allowing the new distribution center and pantries to remain debt-free. Utah Food Bank is celebrating its 120th anniversary this year and has been serving the county for 30 years, but without the infrastructure that the new facility brings. The food pantries are generally owned and operated by individual groups and entities. About 200 food banks in Utah. This is the first to be owned and operated directly by Utah food banks. In March, two additional food pantries owned by Utah Food Bank will open in Monument Valley and Montezuma Creek. Of course, that's right there in the Navajo Nation, which is classified as a food desert, with average driving time to food resources taking up to several hours one way, so the opening of the two food resources within the Navajo Nation should help reduce that barrier. During the COVID pandemic of 2020, it was clear that there was serious need for better food services in San Juan County. Previous model of dispatching a single truck on a weekly basis to the remote areas of the county proved insufficient to provide adequate relief. In addition, families had to drive long distances early in the morning and sit in their cars waiting for the food truck to arrive. Jeanette Bott, who is the Utah Food Bank's president and CEO, said that the new facilities will make it possible for us to be helping and serving people more effectively and efficiently in a much friendlier manner than passing a box of food through a car window. She said, "We look forward to being a part of the community in this way. It's a win-win situation for all involved." So that was Jeanette Bott, CEO of Utah Food Banks. But big news again, the ribbon cutting this morning at that Blanding Food Pantry, officially opening tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a beautiful distribution center. It's right on the north edge of Blanding, where the old drive-in theater used to be, if you're old enough to remember that. There's only a few of us left, maybe. But a really beautiful facility, a warehouse. And it'll house the pantry there and in Monument Valley and in Montezuma Creek. And apparently they're opening one in Kanab, too. But that's big news. Food desert takes on more meaning as time goes on. I think that we really live in an area where it's fresh foods and access to food is a critical need for many people. And so this will be for patrons who are eligible. You declare your eligibility and get food bank services. Anyway, it's a pretty exciting day.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, that ribbon cutting ceremony happening this morning. It should be a great event, and I know folks are excited to see this come online. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Spring's right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has all your seed starter needs covered. Garden and flower seeds are here. The January wine sale has been extended through February. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you celebrate spring with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Celebrate backyard birds during National Bird Feeding Month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. We've got big sales on Ace 40-pound wild bird food and 20-pound black oil sunflower seed. Assorted varieties of Ace bird suet, just $139 apiece. Plus, save on Ace spray paint, yard and garden tools, Flex Seal products, Gorilla Tape, and much more. It's all part of our Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Wednesday, February 7th, 2024, 9:18 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Okay, once again, it's Wednesday, which means we got the latest edition of the San Juan Record out.
It's hot off the press this morning. 16-page paper will be out on the newsstands and in your boxes soon. Online subscriptions were delivered at 5 a.m., crisply at 5 a.m. this morning in the email. But anyway, a lot going on. We got a full paper. Of course, the Utah Food Bank opening of the warehouse in Blanding is our lead story. We got a nice photo of a pallet full of goods and materials ready to be distributed. So that's the warehouse in Blanding, and then the outlets, one in Blanding, one in Monument Valley, one in Montezuma Creek. Those two additional ones will be open in March. The San Juan School District received $20 million from the state of Utah from a special fund in order to assist in the construction of a new elementary school in Blanding. They've had public meetings. We've got a really good story that David's pulled together about the proposed the initial rollout of some of the concepts of the school, and just as importantly, the announcement of that $20 million cash infusion from the state of Utah set aside for rural schools. And anyway, so that's pretty exciting news. We've got a really nice story written by Janet Wilcox about the Palmer family, Clyda and Levan Palmer family in Blanding and their seven children. The Palmer businesses are the backbone of Blanding is the title of this story by Janet. And she talks about the many, many ventures that the Palmer family was involved in over the years. And anyway, this is part one of a two-part story, but a great contribution by Janet Wilcox. David Boyle wrote a story about the San Juan School Board meeting last week and all the things they discussed, including impact aid, the federal aid that the district receives as a result of the large number of students in the district who live on federal land and, of course, then don't pay property tax. So impact aid is a focus there. The USU campus in Blanding has a really cool Hogan right on campus, and that Hogan is the location of storytelling events throughout the winter. It's the storytelling season, and so there's a nice story about the Hogan in Blanding and what's going on there. Navajo Nation approved $500,000 as a contribution to the new USU Learning Center in Monument Valley. And as we have quite often, Mary Palmer has a contribution from her notes from Westwater. It's about her mother-in-law's mother, Grandma Polly, and a beautiful ring that she had that was given to Mary. Anyway, a really beautiful story. High school sports, of course, we've got the state wrestling tournaments going on this weekend, and so there was no wrestling in the past week. They had their regional divisional meets a couple weeks ago, but so we got lots of basketball. White Horse girls swept the week. The Raider boys and the Monument Valley boys suffered losses, and of course, the Monument Valley girls continue to roll. San Juan basketball teams had a tough week. Penultimate week of the season, they both lost to Duchesne and North Summit. There's a local effort to raise funds for cancer awareness to help those struggling with cancer. T-shirts. We had a game last night, and there were a lot of pink T-shirts in that stand as a part of this fundraiser. A runner with local ties earned a spot in the Olympics, in the Olympic marathon. We'll talk about that later on, but that's an exciting story. We have two obituaries in the paper today. Steve Keel, his funeral services were last week, longtime resident of Blanding, and Larry Bailey, whose funeral services will be this coming weekend. Our back page is anchored by a photo of the Whitehorse High School wrestling team. Of course, that team will be participating in the state tournament this weekend at Richfield, at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield. Anyway, it's all in the pages of the San Juan Record. A lot to read, a lot of great contributions. It's really nice. Sally Jack wrote that story about the food bank, a contributing writer for us, and we look forward to Sally's excellent work. She did a wonderful job with that story. And, of course, Janet Wilcox's story about the Palmer family is gold. It's good stuff.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Yeah, latest edition out now. Folks can get it throughout the area. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, this out of the United States Attorney for the District of New Mexico and Special Agent in Charge of the FBI Albuquerque Field Office, they announced that Dion Bitta was sentenced to 10 years in prison. The 24-year-old from Shiprock pled guilty to assault with a dangerous weapon, discharging a firearm during a crime of violence, and assault on a federal officer with a deadly and dangerous record. According to court documents, on October 11th, the man approached a vehicle parked at his neighbor's house in Shiprock and fired two rounds from a 12-gauge shotgun into the vehicle. The driver, Jane Doe, was struck and injured by the gunfire and immediately transported to the San Juan Regional Medical Center in Farmington by her friend, whom she was visiting, suffered injuries, of course, as a result. Navajo Nation police officers responded to the incident location, including one officer who is considered a federal officer. The man approached the officers carrying the shotgun and fired toward the officers. They took cover behind their patrol units and commanded the man to stop and drop his weapon. He ignored the commands, reloaded the shotgun, and continued walking towards the officers. In response, officers fired two rounds at the man, striking him in his leg. Upon his release from 10 years in prison, the man will be subject to 3 years of supervised release. So that's a report there out of Shiprock from the district attorney's office in New Mexico. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the area, the Forest Service Avalanche Center in Moab issued an avalanche warning for the Abajo Mountains in southeast Utah. That's going to be started yesterday and going through Thursday morning with the heavy snow and strong winds from the south that could overload pre-existing layers in the snowpack and possibly trigger avalanches from a distance without even getting on the steep slopes. So not a ton of recreation on the Abajos at this time of year, but those that are going to recreate know that not a good time, as there's an avalanche warning for the Abajos.
Yeah, there's growing snowshoeing and cross-country skiing on a course right at the near Dalton Springs campground. I think if it's that high angular snow that you need to be aware of and keep away from.
Right, it's those people that are snowmobiling and backcountry skiing.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, it was a great storm. The Abajos have over an inch and a half of new moisture since this storm hit yesterday morning. And so in 24 hours, it is building up, and all of a sudden our snowpack is looking pretty good. For southeastern Utah, Camp Jackson, 106% of normal for this time of year. The La Salle Mountain Station, 105% of normal. So all of a sudden we're having higher than normal precipitation. Of course, it just builds and builds through the next month and a half, but really looking good right now. In southwest Colorado, the San Miguel, Dolores, Animas, and San Juan River basins, 90% of normal for a regular year after this storm, and sounds like that there could be more coming. I do have to admit, though, you look at different apps on your phone. One of the phone app that I look at most often for weather says, oh, there's a small chance for 1 hour today that it'll rain or snow. And then another app that I look at says that there's a chance every hour for the next 48 hours that it's going to rain or snow. So
There's always a chance, Bill.
Yeah, this one is covering its bases because it has at least a 30% chance every hour for the next 2 days. And so we'll see what happens, but really a wet period that's going on, and we're in a cycle, and it could bring significantly more precipitation throughout the coming days, but we'll see. We'll see what app, which AI app is right. Correct.
All right, we'll have to take a look at that. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services in the area.
Yes, there'll be funeral services for Ramona Laura Silas Gomez today at 10 a.m. at the Airtel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. So that's 10 a.m. This morning. Memorial services for Lawrence Page Bailey, age 89 of Blanding, begin at noon on Friday at the Monticello Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 11 to 11:45 that morning. Funeral services for Darlene Mae Olison, age 91 of Moab, are at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Moab Community Church on Maivita Avenue. Viewing on Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Spanish Valley Mortuary. And there'll be a memorial mass for Cecilia Marie Kuykendall at 10 a.m. on Saturday at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Cortez. She passed away on last Tuesday at the age of 59. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Airtel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on 92.7. We'll take a break and be back with more news and happenings on Red Rock 92.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Get ready for an unforgettable experience at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel, the ultimate destination for nonstop entertainment in the Four Corners. From thrilling gaming action to mouth-watering dining, comfortable lodging, sports betting, and pulse-pounding bingo, Ute Mountain Casino is your go-to spot for live entertainment and now live poker at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel.
It's the 24th Annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit desertriverscu.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Come check out the big bargains this month at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. Four packs of GEHD LED bulbs are $13.99. Duracell AA and AAA 8-packs just $8.99. Rubbermaid 32-gallon wheel trash cans $19.99. Plus, stock up on winter staples like ice melt, heaters, insulation tape, and fire pits. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Thanks to Walker Drug.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs. Call them today.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's 9:32 a.m. on this Wednesday morning, this Wednesday, February 7th.
And the number one song on this day, 1975, 49 years ago, was Fire by the Ohio Players. The band let Stevie Wonder hear the song before it was released, and he predicted it would be a big hit. The key unusual thing about the song is they have a fire truck siren at the beginning and during the instrumental break in the middle. So Fire by the Ohio Players. On this day in 1940, Pinocchio premiered in the theaters, a Disney movie. It was cutting edge storytelling and animation at the time. On this day in 1964, the Beatles landed in New York City. 2 days later, they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, and the British invasion was on. So that was 60 years ago today, the Beatles made their arrival in New York City. Today is National Periodic Table of the Elements Day. It's a pretty exciting day around here. That table was developed in 1863, updated in 1913. This cryptic chart that hung on the wall in science class growing up, basically an attempt to organize the elements into building blocks. But 2019 was declared the International Year of the Periodic Table by UNESCO.
Hmm.
And that may have been what triggered COVID the next year or something.
You think so, huh?
I don't know.
Could have been.
Birthdays today. John Deere was born on this day in 1804. His name is still synonymous as the standard for agricultural and manufacturing excellence. John Deere, $84 billion company.
Wow.
John Deere. Speaking of John Deere, I think he sang about John Deere. Musician Garth Brooks is 62 years old today. Comedian Chris Rock is 59. Happy birthday locally to Janet Freeman, Hannah O'Dell, Kim Tracy, Sawyer and Hudson Stiancy, and Dylan Schultz. Happy birthday to you, particularly Hannah O'Dell, my daughter.
Yeah, happy birthday, sister.
She's the best. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277. Or email info at redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92.7. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. Oh, and we got, actually, these are coming up later. We do have some birthdays coming up, so you'll have to hold on. You'll have to keep listening to the show, but it's a big birthday week for the Wilcox family. We'll just say that. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92, and we'll take a quick break. We'll go to the on-air job fair and be back with the sports reports here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse cash register at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has an opening for a diesel mechanic at their facility in Moab. It's full-time work and pays from $22 to $27 an hour depending on experience, and it includes a great benefits package. You'll work on a variety of diesel and gasoline vehicles and equipment. Download an application online at swssd1.org or call 435-259-6314 for more information. The mailing address is 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a dialysis manager, a radiology ultrasound tech, radiology department, and a marketing assistant. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services, radiology and ultrasound technologists, and a medical biller. Also, the Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. San Juan County has a number of openings, including a victims advocate, light equipment operators in the North and South districts, and a sheriff's deputy in the North District. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Diné Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
This week, a story of resilience amidst injustice unfolds at the Moab Museum. Join us Saturday, February 17th for the free public opening of A Moab Prison Camp, Japanese American Incarceration in Grand County. The former CCC camp at Dalton Wells, 14 miles north of town, transformed for 106 days in 1943. Dive into this history in our own backyard and its lasting legacy by visiting moabmuseum.org. Stop by 118 East Center Street in Moab from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into this stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 on this February 7th, 9:45 a.m. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. David Boyle in studio now with Rhett Sifford. We got the sports report in person.
That's right. Yeah, after a week off for craziness, I'm back. It's good to be back. That little mention there makes me just want to go fly for no reason at all other than just to fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9 basketball games last night, so that's pretty fun. We are winding down basketball seasons. The 2A teams in Utah are the only teams that are officially going to close out their regular season this week. Everybody else, as far as the basketball teams go, will finish off next week, regular seasons. It's a pretty exciting week this weekend. We have a lot coming up. We'll get to that in just a sec, but just want to go through the scores from last night. Of course, one of the biggest games in our biggest matchups in our area is the annual Battle of the Drum, and it happens several times a year. Of course, it's when Monument Valley and Whitehorse meet in South San Juan County here in Utah, and always a fun affair, always a major affair. If you don't think it means something to these kids, just look at the boys' score from last night, 96-75. So they don't hold anything back, and Whitehorse boys winning the first game. And so they temporarily had the drum, but, you know, it's tough to beat the Monument Valley girls this year. So they took the drum back, beating Whitehorse 57-43. I mean, Monument Valley just continues to roll. They're 16-1 on the year now, still ranked number one in the 1A ranks in Utah. It's really going to be fun to watch them in the state tournament, I think, and just really kind of hoping they can go far. They've had, I don't know if they've been this amazing in the regular season in the years that I've been covering sports down here, but they've had some good teams, and then they just haven't been able to break through. I think fourth is the best they've gotten, maybe third at the state tournament. But it'd be neat to see them really threaten this year and see if maybe they can come home with a state championship. That'd be pretty impressive for them. So that was a fun Battle of the Drum last night. Like I said, Monument Valley girls 16-1 now, first place in the Utah 1A. The Whitehorse girls dropped to 13-6 with the loss. They're still in the top 10, though. They're at 7th. Dove Creek teams were both at Ignacio last night, and the boys suffering a 53-32 loss, but the girls won 47-43, and Dove Creek, the girls are another great team in our area. They're in the top 5 in the Colorado 1A. They have an 11-2 record, so really, when you look at the Colorado RPI, that's as good as like Monument Valley being number one. When you're up in the top 5, you can see that by their record, 11-2. So they're an outstanding team, and I don't mean to sell teams short, but I'm just going to kind of mention the top 4 teams in our area. The Green River boys are the other one who've been pretty good this year. They are now down to 10th. They unfortunately suffered a loss at Milford last night, 70-56. So that dropped them down to 10th. They were, I believe, 8th at the or 7th at the start of the week, and they're 14-6 on the year. Some other scores from last night, of course, on Red Rock 92 and StreamUtah.live, we had Monticello hosting Pinnacle, both teams, and the boys winning that one. And Bill, you were there. That was a close battle and a fun finish, 40-37 final.
Yeah, it was a great game, fun right down to the end. A little chess being played in addition to lots of basketball. a big game. Curtis Bunker led the Buckaroos with 16. And boy, Cole Barton for Pinnacle, 21 points. He's a player. He's tough there in the middle.
They've got a banner at Pinnacle Gymnasium that he scored his 1,000th career point this season.
Oh, so wow. Cool.
He's been putting the ball in the hoop for a long time and doing it a lot at Pinnacle.
There you go.
Other coaches are not going to be too sad when he graduates this year.
That's right. Course.
There have been good. Numerous players who have come through certain teams that, I know coaches are happy to see certain kids go.
Yep, people will be happy to see Lyric Phillips leave.
That's right.
Whitehorse.
That kid shoots the lights out.
Yeah, he's a great ball player.
So the girls last night, Monticello winning 34-27, so they swept the season series with Pinnacle this year.
Gemma Robinson scored 21 points. She was on fire last night, really broke open a close game, and they won by 7. Pinnacle never quite went away, even though Monticello was ahead by 13 at halftime. But anyway, 34-27 was that final score.
And just two more games last night. Both Mancos teams hosting Pagosa Springs, and for Mancos, a couple of losses. The boys 50-43, and the girls in a close one, 33-30. We've got a couple games tonight. We're not going to be on the air again until Friday when the San Juan boys host Grand County, so that's going to be a showdown between local teams, and that'll be the final game of the regular season for both of those teams. The San Juan girls are at Grand tomorrow night, but tonight we've got the Montezuma Cortez girls at Dove Creek, so that's a battle between local rivals. And Nucla is hosting Uray tonight on the boys' side. So those are the only two basketball. Those are the only two events that I have on the schedule tonight. Like I mentioned, a lot of wrestling coming up this weekend. We've got state tournaments for all the Utah teams, Grand County, Monticello, Monument Valley, San Juan, and Whitehorse. And then all the Colorado teams are competing in their regionals this weekend. Dove Creek, Norwood, and Nucla are at Cedar Edge. Mancos is in Monta Vista. And Montezuma Cortez will be in Gunnison. So the wrestling postseason is obviously finishing off for Utah teams and just getting underway for Colorado teams. So that's a fun time of year as we, start to close out the winter season. It's kind of hard to believe how fast it goes, but we are getting set to go into postseason basketball as well.
Yeah, right around the corner, and exciting. Exciting time of year, exhausting yep. time of year.
That's right.
But we're almost done. So
yeah, and you guys especially at the 1A tournament are going to be hands full. So
yeah,
be a little bit easier for me. But
well, we have a good time doing it. So well, very good. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. Last night, the Utah Jazz beating the Oklahoma City Thunder 124-117. Lauri Markkanen with 33 points for the Jazz, and the Phoenix Suns beating the Milwaukee Bucks 114-106. Devin Booker with 32 points in the win. Looks like all our regional teams are off tonight, but do want to say it is Super Bowl week, or the big game, but we've got Rhett Sifford here. Rhett, do you have a pick for the Super Bowl?
The teams that I wanted to see go to the Super Bowl lost, and so that really depressed me. I really no longer care, I guess.
Wow.
I would say, I don't know. I mean, if I had to pick, if I was a betting man, I'd say Kansas City is gonna win. But
all right, well, there you have it, right there. Take that information.
That was the most enthusiastic call.
The evil empire that is the Kansas City Chiefs. And man, I'm tired of hearing about Taylor Swift. I'll tell you that. So.
Is she going to make it or not?
I think
she got a concert in Japan the night before. What's she going to do?
I heard that she might guest at the halftime show. So I don't know.
If she wants to, just say, "Hey, give me that mic," and she'll go out.
Yeah,
and
it's the Kansas City Swifts. They lost their identity. It's no longer the Chiefs.
Well, good deal.
Everyone was fighting. She's the guy she's dating is as famous as she is.
The guy she's dating.
Yeah, whoever that guy is, and I think everyone's realizes that Taylor Swift is on an order of magnitude about six levels above. Any individual football player.
Yeah.
Even Travis Kelce, huh?
Even Travis Kelce. Even, I don't know. Tom Brady.
No, I don't know about that.
Even
I guess actually,
Puka Nacua.
I've heard that outlets in Europe and Brazil used to report, Giselle as, Giselle's husband, football player Tom Brady, that he was second in the report, to to her.
Man, this is maybe off the rails, but I saw some video. I saw some video of Tom Brady last night talking to Bill Belichick on the sideline, and it was I don't know at what point of the career. They both look pretty young, so, but he goes, "Tom, you just need to step into that throw." And he's like, "Oh, I did." And he started sounding like his voice was cracking. He started sounding like he was in puberty. It was pretty funny. And so he's like, "Yeah, I got hit on that play." It was just kind of funny. So
that was the secret of his longevity.
That's right. He was young, I guess. He was just going through puberty for his whole NHL career or NFL career.
Oh, very good. That'll do it for the Regional Sports Report and with it this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it is the Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.